Someone asks you, will you be going to town today? And you say, yes, I'm
going to town. Yes, I'm going to town.
If one of your children got up in the morning to go to school, you were hurrying them to get ready, you might pick up their little pants and their shirt, and you'd say, now, get ready, here.
Your clothes.
Okay, now how would you say here?
Here, your clothes.
All right. If you went to the store, some of these we've already answered just in conversation. If you went to the store and you were going, say you were going to make maybe curtains, and you wanted to see if they're going to look right, you might bring back a little piece of cloth to check it. You'd say, I brought back a little
piece of cloth,
a little
sack to check it.
Okay, now maybe you went downtown and you went in the grocery store, and there was somebody there giving out little pieces of food for you to taste. You'd say, she gave me a
free taste.
A free sample. Okay. Someone gets a new dress. You might say to them, oh, that's such a dress. That's such
pretty
a
pretty dress.
But you've got another dress that's even
pretty. Pretty.
All right. Over your dress, when you cook, to keep from getting, you have on right now an
apron.
All right. If you're writing a letter, you might use a pencil or you might use a ballpoint.
Ballpoint.
Okay.
Ink.
What would you put that in? Ink in a
bottle.
In a what you write with?
Put in a little bottle in the ink.
And then you would use that ink to fill up a
space in the paper.
Yeah, but in a, what would you write with?
A pencil.
Or a
ink. Pencil. Paper.
Pen.
Write on paper.
A pen.
Pencil.
Okay. And if you have torn something, maybe a torn strap on your clothes, you don't want to fix it right away, you might fasten it with a
safety pin.
All right. Out by a well, sometimes people kept things to drink out of, and one of the things they kept was a dipper, but they also kept a kind of a cup, a
tin cup.
All right. A dime is the same thing as
ice.
How many cents? A dime is
10 cents.
All right. If you go outside on a cold day, you might wear a sweater. But if it were even colder, you'd need to put on a heavy
sweater. A coat.
And on down the front, a coat has button. A coat has buttons.
Button.
On
the coat.
Under his jacket, a man may wear a piece of clothing that has little buttons on it and no sleeves. If he has a three-piece suit, he has a jacket and a coat and a
vest.
All right. The lower part a man wears are
pants.
All right. And you call them anything else?
Let me see. Pants and overalls.
Okay, now, what are overalls look like? Are they different from pants?
They're different from pants. They're all over. And the pants is fit the men right around there.
Around their waist.
And the coat come over the pants.
Does an overall, are overalls like, do they have sleeves on them?
Mm-mm. They don't have no sleeves.